The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Darren Cleary is with me, managing editor at Go Loud, and Laura Muddett, the celebrity stylist and journalist. And they're here to talk about the Euros. We had mention of them before the break. Serena was talking about their ubiquitousness over the next few weeks. Something, Darren, I understand you're excited by. Laura, you less so?
True. Yes.
Okay. Do you dread the next couple of weeks? Wall-to-wall football, basically.
I just hear when someone's tortured, they just kind of zone out. Like they go into another dimension. That's kind of my plan.
Kind of a trance state.
Yeah, it's kind of like white noise. No, look, they wouldn't be for me. I was never into sport. I grew up in a like super girly household. So we're very like ballroom dancing, gymnastics, Barbie dolls. And I think we just were never, that love of sport wasn't instilled in us. But I love that it makes Darren happy. And I mean, we manage, don't we?
Mm. We do, because I get to own the TV for a month. It's brilliant. There's no Desperate Housewives. There's no The Handmaid's Tale or any of those things.
Marriage is a kind of a compromise, Darren. Surely you're not going to watch everything over the next month, Euros.
Well, I compromise at the hour and a half breaks between games in the group stage.
Oh, my God.
The best thing about
These are red flags, Laura, but
so
it's too late.
Generous.
So many red flags.
The best thing about a major tournament is the group stage, where you can turn on your TV at nearly any time of the day and there's a strong chance there'll be football on. Either highlights or a preview or a live game. You don't even need to care or know who's there, but you will be bought in and invested within 5 minutes. The Euros, I love the World Cup more because it's a bit of a wild card. You don't know much about some of the teams involved. The Euros, It's a bit more, you're aware of all the teams and the key players. But just a major tournament in the summer, wall chart in hand, just enjoying it as a guy.
And would you watch it during the day now? Football match during the day? I couldn't sit
Who's
down
listening? If my boss
well, Laura's
listening,
right there.
If my boss is listening,
he's
no,
not afraid of me.
Never watch it. I think it's one of the beauties of having it in a good time zone is that it's at accessible times of the evening. Like when it's at, you know, in different parts of the world, I remember 2002, you're getting up at 6 a.m. to watch Ireland against Cameroon.
Yeah.
It being in Germany makes it a bit easier.
I was working that summer and we would start in a steel fabrication plant and we would start work early. You would go into work extra early, work a couple of hours, and then we would all watch the match in the canteen and then go back to work. That's how it had to be managed.
But you managed.
We managed.
And you still remember. And you speak
and we
fondly
still
of
remember.
It.
We still
Probably
think
your
fondly
only
of
fond
it.
Memory from the steel fabricating place.
It actually is that it's mentioned it, you know, like some great colleagues. But it has to be said, the football did kind of stand out, maybe.
I rest my case.
So, Laura, will you actually sit down then in this trance state before the television and kind of let the images wash over you, or will you just go off and do something else?
My big fear would be like to sound like a big spoil sport here. Like, I love seeing people happy, and I feel like, you know, our house is kind of a fairly social hub. Like, family would pop over. My dad loves to pop over and visit us and watch matches and stuff. So, like, I love snacks. I love a few drinks. I love like relaxing at home. I feel like if there's a match on, like I'm a big reader. I love to chill out with my dog, but I will snooze. I find it relaxing, the kind of crowd noises. I'm like, it just kind of zones me out. But I mean, Darren has brought me to some of the coolest stadiums in the world and all of these boxes and all. And I love going there and I love the experience, but sometimes I couldn't tell you who scored or I just kind of relax.
You're not even watching, even when you're there in a stadium, you're not watching the match.
No, I'm not. I just love the atmosphere and I love the festive vibes, but it's just not something that and we've been together since 2009. I've just never kind of swayed towards it. Like Darren bring me up to a Shells match, but then I remember the last time I really loved one was because there was a Mauro Picotto rave in the bar afterwards. And
as
I was like, oh my God, a DJ. Like I think I like it followed by going out or like going for drinks or going for a few pints or something. But I love seeing people happy and excited and I think that is a lovely energy. I'm just on a different wavelength.
What's the best stadium you've brought her to?
We were lucky enough one time to go see the Madrid derby in the Bernabeu.
Oh,
in the box.
Wow.
And it was fantastic.
In a box.
Tapas.
In a box, yeah.
I got tapas.
We were very lucky.
Who do you know?
Laura can tell you all of the canapes, but she will not tell you who won or who scored.
I made friends with everyone. I had great crack with people, but I was chatting to really important people, like hype and football. And I could just see Darren kind of looking at me and I'm just like chatting away, talking about everything except the match, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Great crack.
And what do you do?
I have no idea. I was asked for styling tips towards the end. Although those lovely gents and ladies didn't need my help. They were all very suave, stylish people.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good answer. A box in the Bernabeu.
It was pretty good. We got snowed in London one time and we went to Wembley to be go. Or not Wembley, what's the other one?
It was Wembley.
Was it Wembley? I always confuse those. And we went to see Tottenham Hotspurs.
Yes.
And it was the best hot dog with mustard I ever had. And it was like, I just remember that. And I remember you and me laughing. And we'd always have a great laugh at things. But I remember Rome. We went, was that Bernabeu? Was that something else?
Stadio Olimpico. We saw Roma play there against Atalanta. Amazing game. We were in the Curva Sud in just above the ultras, and I mean, Roma fans are among the best in the world.
Yeah.
But Laura had very little interest in anything that was happening except, I might go and get a Sagres.
Nice.
But don't I sit and smile now? I don't have a sourpuss on me. I do have great fun, but I just be in my own world.
And does it matter what sport it is?
Well, we went to, so Darren whisked me away to New York for our first wedding anniversary in February, and we went to Madison Square Garden, and I now love basketball. I love the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
So it was the best fun I think we ever had at a sporting event. It was a fever dream. We laughed so much. We got so into it. Was it Jalen Brunson?
There you go.
Now
she's
naming
New York Knicks.
We were getting the jerseys. We were like, we had the best crack. We loved it so much. We paid a few bob and went again like 2 days later, but it was so interesting. I think I loved the way it was broken up. I loved all these weird games they played. I loved the celebrity spot, and I thought that was fascinating. Like people from The Office and all were there, and my God, I just...
And all these things that Laura's doing, like going to all these matches and kind of getting to know it all, how are you finding getting into the ballroom dancing or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm very fashionable, as you can see, so I take Laura's fashion style
to heart,
I should say. It's definitely one where Laura's embraced my hobbies more than I've embraced Laura's hobbies.
Yeah, I'm getting that sense.
I think mine are a bit more accessible.
Oh, sure.
Most people could embrace some of the stuff we've been, you know, lucky enough and fortunate enough to go to, but I haven't embraced the stylistic choices of my life.
Enjoy the football over the next few weeks anyway, for what it's worth. Darren will enjoy it. Laura, you'll enjoy Darren enjoying it.
Yeah,
I guess that's what's important,
isn't it? I live vicariously through him. I wish everyone well, kind of.
Darren Cleary, Laura Mullet, folks, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.